Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Tuesday afternoon, final hour for us, brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. We'll get back into the big story of the day in just a couple of minutes. Many records broken last night in the Atlanta Braves game, and one guy just remains incredibly hot. We'll get to some NBA playoff conversation in about 20 minutes as well. I know it's very popular to do this these days. Whatever happened most recently is the craziest thing that's ever happened. But those were two crazy basketball games back-to-back last night. That was a hell of a doubleheader last night that they had on TNT, the way that the Knicks game ended and then the way that the Nuggets and Lakers game ended as well. So we'll get there and talk about some of the games tonight, and then we'll get to an AMA. Any question, any topic, phone lines will be open at 404-726-0929. Text us or tweet us as well. All of that coming your way in the final hour.
I was, because we were talking more and more, because as you get closer to the draft, right now is something we were talking about out there. Commanders are, they're like, we're not moving. You know their phone's being flooded.
Do you think we'll know who it is by the time we get there on Thursday? Because sometimes that happens.
Well, I mean,
like the first pick, for sure. But I wonder if we'll get there with the second pick too.
I don't know. That's a good possibility. But then you got three, and we've been talking about New England. That could be a hot spot. And everything, and when you look at somebody trying to get up for a quarterback, because obviously it seems like people are trying to get at Washington. Mm-hmm. For everybody thing that you hear, people want to get to that second pick, because we pretty much sure since Justin Fields been dealt that they're not trading out of one, talking about Chicago.
Right, yeah,
and
yeah.
So they
look locked in. We know what they're doing. We've been knowing what they're doing.
It does seem like teams are trying to get up to two. By Thursday, it's going to be a haul of hauls.
Also smart to say that, though, 2 days before to gas the price up even more.
Because
that's all – look, all you can do in a situation like that, or where the Falcons are in at eight, and anybody who's at the top of the draft, is to either have it seem like you might do anything or make it seem like you really, really, really don't want to trade it, so someone has to knock your socks off to get that, that pick from you.
Right.
But Washington needs a quarterback.
They do.
Like – so they got it. I mean,
yeah, they need one. They need one just bad as Chicago.
Yeah.
or Minnesota.
Yeah.
Or Denver or Vegas.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which of the teams that doesn't have a quarterback, is there one that needs one more? Because they all need one so bad.
Yes.
I guess other, like New England needs everything pretty much.
Yes.
So maybe you take them off that list a little bit because you feel like, I don't know. I think we were just talking about this off the air too. Like, I feel like Minnesota is the one that's most ready if they get it right to be good soonest.
Yes.
Like, because, again, Kirk Cousins was just there the last couple of – they went 13-4 two years ago.
Yeah.
And last year they got off to a bad start, but it seemed like they were bouncing back before he got hurt, and they got weapons.
Yeah.
Like, they got offensive weapons on that team.
They got Hawkinson, they got Jefferson, they got Addison, they got one guy Aaron Jones play running back.
I keep forgetting they got Aaron Jones.
Yeah, I mean,
like,
yeah,
that's a nice pickup.
Like that, when you look at it like that, man. But, yeah, it's going to be – it's interesting. And then I heard Carl talking about it, and I love Bucky Brooks. Bucky Brooks is my man. He had the big D tackle from Texas at Malik.
Yep.
I mean,
Murphy.
Yeah, Malik Murphy, yeah. I was like,
Byron Murphy.
Byron Murphy, thank you. Okay. He's a good player.
He's a guy that if they trade back, I can see.
Yeah, he's a good player.
I don't think they'll take him in. Look, if they take him at eight, they take him at eight. He's incredible.
He's a good player.
That guy is a phenomenal interior defensive lineman. Really, really strong, really fat. They talk about just how athletic he is and how quick he is on the interior and all that. That'd be awesome. And I don't know. It's all too about like, what does this group value? Like, what does this defensive coordinator want in a guy like that? What the scheme is going to be different than it's been. I mean, talent is talent. So you're going to want, obviously you want really good guys everywhere, but where do they want to start? They're coming from a team that had Aaron Donald the last decade. I don't think there's an Aaron Donald in the draft.
No, there isn't.
I was reading stuff about Byron Murphy and they were like, size-wise and hands and twitchy on the inside. I was like, all right, who are they comparing him to?
Because
it sounds like they're getting dangerously close to comparing him to somebody you shouldn't be comparing people to.
Uh-huh.
And then all the comps were Ed Oliver. And I was like, that's good.
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
That's
Ed
perfect.
Oliver's a nice player.
Yes, he is.
You get Ed Oliver in the middle of this defensive line, I'll take that. And if that's who he is, go for it.
Right.
The comps are always very friendly also. Like, nobody ever makes a comparison to
trash.
Some guy who's not good.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Like, but no, Ed Oliver's a good player.
Ed Oliver's a very good player.
He's a very good player. So if you get that part of it, because the biggest thing, if you're taking a D tackle in today's football at eight, he got to be able to.
Has to be able to get the quarterback.
Yep. After the quarterback, period. Ain't no more space eaters. And that was a big thing about Jordan Davis. You remember Jordan Davis ain't going to rush nobody. Now, he's a good player and everything, but no, you draft him from where he at. He's a mid-teens first-round player.
Yeah, and that's why he didn't go higher.
Exactly. Yep. And so
that's why Jalen Carter did.
Yeah, exactly. So when you look at it from that standpoint, I think that, like we were talking to Conte, like if you're the Falcons, you will have your choice of any defensive player at eight. Because if Joe Alt goes, and this goes back to if there's two tackles, if there's another tackle in the first round, stuff's going to get pushed back. The kid from Oregon State or the boy from Penn State, if they get into that top 10, that's going to shift somebody back. And I'm talking about it's going to get you an ability to get your choice of offensive players, I mean defensive players, and maybe one of the best wide receivers in there.
Even if the Falcons trade back, like say they find a way to make that trade with Minnesota,
right?
And then they're picking at 11.
Mm-hmm. And 23.
And 23.
Right.
But they're picking it. They still might be the first team to take a defensive player.
Mm-hmm.
Like if they pick at 11, they still might be the first team to take a defensive player. If they pick at 12, they still might be the first team to take a defensive player. Like if they stay at 8 and they take somebody at 8, really that's just because they couldn't find a trade partner to go
back. I agree.
I feel like any – Chicago's not taking a defensive player. They're going to take a wide receiver if they're there at 9. Now, maybe none of the wide receivers are there, and then maybe Chicago shifts and decides to take one of those defensive players. The Jets at 10? What are the Jets doing?
They got to go. Jets got to go offensive line.
I would think.
They got to go offensive line.
And so, okay, so Alt's off the board, but what, Olifashanu, the kid from Penn State, is a really good player. The kid from Washington, who's kind of both an interior and a tackle on the offensive line. Like the kid, who are you talking, Oregon State?
Mm-hmm.
He'll be there too, so maybe they go that direction.
Or they go Brock.
Or they go Brock, right.
Or
the Jets go Brock at 10. If Minnesota stays at 11, which it seems unlikely that they do, they're definitely taking a quarterback there.
If the quarterbacks are there, if McCarthy and the guys are there, yes, they're taking a quarterback 11.
I just feel like I want Penix to go to the best situation for him. I want him to succeed. I love him. Minnesota seems like the right spot.
I agree.
Denver's a dumpster fire.
Don't go there.
They just traded for Zach Wilson yesterday. Is there any – has there been a sadder quarterback decade in a franchise's history
than
the Broncos have had since Peyton Manning retired?
You remember Osweiler.
Oh, Osweiler, Paxton Lynch.
They can say what they want to say about Brock Osweiler. They wanted to keep him. Houston just gave more money.
Sure.
Houston gave more money to go.
And it was a blessing. They got lucky on that one. I mean, obviously, everybody thought the Russell Wilson thing was going to be something. That was as big of a disaster as you've ever seen in NFL history.
Did Paxton Lynch play a season?
Paxton Lynch, they traded up to get him in the first
round. I remember
that. Like, I was like,
did he play a season?
Yeah. There was only one place Zach Wilson could ever go. After the Jets. And it was Denver. The only place worse than where he was there. And now he's there. Good for him. All right, let's get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour.
Booga.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Boom!
Darno. Oh, gosh. Get out of here, ball. Down the line. It's off the pole. Travis Darno, that is 5 home runs in his last 8 official at-bats. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, he's about as hot as you can possibly get right now as a hitter. 5 home runs and 8 at-bats is a Braves Atlanta record. I don't know what the record is in the National League. I don't know how many people have ever had 5 home runs and 8 at-bats before, but apparently someone has, and good for them. Hopefully he can stay hot. Hopefully he stays in the lineup. He got to play him tonight, right? Like, I know they gave him Sunday off after the 4 home runs on Friday and Saturday.
Yeah.
Then he came back last night and was like, hey, guys, I'm still hot. Maybe it would have been helpful to beat the Rangers on Sunday if you kept me in there.
Keep me in that thing,
man.
But
maybe not. Between him and Ozuna right now is just incredible. It was great to see what Bryce Elder did last night as well. Obviously, he earned that spot 5 days from now. That's kind of what we're asking for. I feel like he's a little bit more than that. Like, no offense to Darius Vines.
Why did it look different?
Yeah, because he's better than those
guys. Exactly.
And also, he did it all year last year.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it just looked different.
Yeah, no, he was really good last night. Really good to see. After a little bit of a shaky start, goes 6 2/3, no runs, no walks, 4 strikeouts, just steady as it goes, as we got used to seeing from him last year.
Yeah, man. It just looked different yesterday. First of all, going back to Travis Darno, what a great – just 5 games that he's had, man. I mean, 8 games, whatever you want. 8 official at-bats, whatever.
Just 3 games.
He has been outstanding, man. He has been so good. And, I mean, the bigger part is that Elder looked good. He did. He looked fine. I thought, watching the beginning, looked a little rusty, a little shaky to start, got in some trouble, was able to get out of it and all those different things. And, do we look at him as – like the other guys as far as having to keep earning his starts?
I don't either. But
he's going to be here.
I would think so.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Unless it's just a straight disaster, which
– Yeah.
bad start's the difference between a disaster.
Yeah. Or, you know, somebody else is going to get banged up at some point. Maybe you're trying to find sneaky ways to find extra days here and there between sale starts, you know, just to sort of keep him fresh as the season goes on. I mean, it really is, even without Strider, which is still frustrating that happens and it sucks that you're not going to have him for the whole year. You still have incredible depth.
Yes.
And you're still going to be able to find rest for some. You want to find some rest for Charlie Morton.
Yes.
Here and there, as much as you want to keep those guys in rhythm. I'm not saying they're going to go with a sixth man rotation, but like at times when you can sneak off days here and that kind of stuff, by the end of the year, instead of being at 175 innings, maybe you can have Sale like 150 innings,
right,
just so his arm's a little bit more fresh for the playoffs, because that's where you're going.
Yeah.
That's where you're headed.
And that's when you need him.
Yeah, that's when you need him. Right. That's why he's here. That's why you got him and signed him to that extension immediately and believed in him and all that kind of stuff. Bullpen continues to be really good. Outside of that one series, every other game they've played, I think they're the second-best ERA bullpen in baseball. Pierce Johnson looked good last night. A.J. Minter sets the franchise record for holds.
Yeah, man. Way to go, A.J.
Which is a stat they haven't been tracking that long, but so what? It's a stat they track, and he's got the most
of them.
Way
to go, A.J.
If he sucked at it, then we wouldn't be talking about him.
Way to go, A.J.
There he goes. And then Iglesias was another save as well.
Yeah, man. Max Fried going today, so let's see where Max is at. As far as I need a vintage Max start. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's nice lineup to do that against.
It's been a while. Just a vintage Max Fried start.
Wasn't Arraez the guy that was going to have like 300 hits last year? Remember that? He got off to that crazy start.
Oh yeah.
He's gonna bat 400. Nope.
What did he end up with? Like 310?
I don't know.
Yeah.
He's batting 276 right now.
Yeah, that's right.
No, it's not a good team. Not a good lineup. Not a good team. Take advantage of it. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk a little NBA playoffs. Last night was nuts. I don't know which loss. Well, the Lakers' loss was worse, but they were both bad, or both wins were good, depending on how you want to look at it. We'll talk about that. Three fun games tonight as well. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Tuesday afternoon, this hour brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. 20 minutes away from the AMA. Do want to remind you, a couple big things coming up as the week goes on. Obviously, the NFL draft, the first round of the NFL draft, is on Thursday. You're going to be part of a draft roundtable on Thursday morning, right?
You,
Mike Johnson, Smoking Joe Patrick, and Steak at 10 o'clock, talking draft for an entire hour. That will be awesome leading into our show on Thursday, the day of the draft. And then Thursday night, we got you covered, man, for all your draft coverage. Mike Conti, Wes Durham, Dave Archer live from Mercedes-Benz for the first round. Friday night, you got the Wade Ford tailgate crew, John Fricke, Joe Patrick, Harper LaBelle. They're going to get you the second and third round on Friday night. And then Saturday, Mike Johnson and Bo Morgan are going to take you through the remainder of the draft, plus late night coverage Thursday and Friday. So Friday night after the selection is made, you're going to be able to call in and tell us what you think about it until 2 o'clock in the morning. That's the 2024 draft, live all weekend on 92.9 The Game and anywhere in the world on the Odyssey app.
Yeah, man. I mean, we got you covered and everything as far as Thursday morning all the way to Saturday night.
Saturday night.
So we got you covered here, but I mean, the biggest thing now is always, first of all, check the sources. I'm not checking sources. Check and see who it is. Who's putting this out there. And then also know what time of year this is.
Yeah, know what's happening now.
Yes, because I do believe that Washington is not budging.
I agree with you.
I don't think Washington's budging.
I agree with you on that.
I don't know about New England. And I'm so – and I've been like this for months. I was like – because they don't have enough right now.
Yeah, it would –
Now, you can't win without a quarterback.
Right.
Get me wrong. And they need a young guy.
No matter what they do – it's the right thing because they need everything. If they stay there and draft the quarterback that they believe is the future of their franchise and they're right, great, home run. If they trade back and stock draft picks because they need them and they need to get a whole bunch of different picks, great, and hopefully they get them right. The worst thing, and obviously it's true for everybody, but like New England is such a bad spot right now. They stay at three and say it's Drake May or something like that, and they're just wrong. I mean, that's how you get into – New England was at the top of the mountain for two decades because they had the quarterback right.
Yep.
And a lot of other stuff too, but like that's why. I mean, they're seeing the other side of it now.
Mm-hmm.
We saw the other side of it for a couple years. We weren't as high as they were. And I don't think we've been as low. Maybe we have. I don't know. I'm trying to make ourselves feel better about it. Hopefully we're not as low for long. But you're seeing the other side of it, man. It doesn't matter what franchise it is. It doesn't matter how long they get it right for. Even someday the Packers are going to get it wrong. Like, some, there will be a day.
You think?
Someday. Well, I don't think they have it wrong now.
Hold on. They got,
someday.
They have at least 16 more years before
At least, yeah. So it'll be 45 years.
They got at least 16 more years
before that
happens.
But that fourth guy is going to be a bum. That's my 2024 draft take.
Right.
The quarterback the Falcons take, or the Falcons, the Packers take in 2040 is going to suck.
He's going to suck.
He just has to.
Because right now.
Statistics tell us that he has to.
Yeah, man. But I think that, you know, you got to have a quarterback. We know this. Quarterbacks are always overvalued. And usually when there's talk about a quarterback like J.J. McCarthy, it's usually fire when you talk about a prospect like him. It just is what it is. And so I don't know how high he's going to get drafted. I know our me and you, we came up, our dream scenario is that he's there at 8.
Yep.
And somebody trades up with the Falcons to get him.
Dream scenario is him, Penix, and Nix. And Nix will be there, and Penix probably will too. But those three guys are there at 8. All three receivers have been taken, and the offensive lineman, Joe Alt, has been taken. So then, and again, it might even be – it's unlikely that this would happen. I don't know what the scenario would be for it to happen. But if one of those receivers is there too, like if somehow Romo Odunze can slip through the cracks and be there at 8, and J.J. McCarthy, and Michael Penix, somebody's trading up with you to get to 8.
Yes.
Somebody's making that move, and then you can move
if he's
back.
There, if he's there at 8, somebody's coming.
Yeah. Right. So, you know, to me, that's the best-case scenario. Maybe the best-case scenario would be just to take the receiver if he was there at 8. That'd be all in. Then you have a whole bunch of weapons on offense and a quarterback you paid a whole bunch of money to. Maybe trade back, and there's not that much difference in terms of what you think as far as the number one edge rusher and the number two edge rusher. Maybe you think the guy that you have at number one would be there at 11. That's the fun of Thursday. We actually get to see what happens. And what's I don't want to say probable, because I think we've done, but I think this every year. Like, we've done an exhaustive job of giving all the possible scenarios. Something's going to happen that we haven't talked about.
Yeah. Something's going to happen. Really? Something's going to happen that we're like.
How'd that happen?
Because you automatically, and that's the thing about when you read something over and over again. Who the hell was on with this talking? Oh, it was Emory. And you read so much about it. You look at the same old mock draft over and over again. You got it in your head because somebody puts together a mock.
Right. And everyone's
and
saying
everyone's
the, same,
the same thing, that that's where it's supposed to be.
Right. And it's like the mock drafters aren't really wrong, because they're projecting kind of the area in which someone's going to go to.
Right.
Like, look, everyone thinks Caleb Williams is going number one. If Caleb Williams doesn't go number one, then mock drafters should probably get dragged for that. But like, if the Falcons don't take Dallas Turner at 8, leave Daniel Jeremiah alone.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, he's just giving you the information that he's got. He's just trying to do the best guess that he can possibly make. Leave Bucky Brooks alone. What did he say? Byron Murphy today.
Yes.
That was his guy.
Yes.
He's just telling you what he's hearing. Like, and a lot of what they're doing is also the job of the front office. They don't realize they're doing this. They probably do realize they're doing this. It's all part of the game. They're throwing the smokescreen on behalf of the front office. They're not saying, hey, tell me some fake stuff and I'll put it out there. But they're saying, oh, that's what you're going to do. And then they put it out there, even though it might not be true. They know. They know what the game is.
Yeah.
That's what the next 2 days are too, by the way. And I feel like, and maybe I'm wrong about this, maybe a general manager wakes up on Thursday and has an epiphany and changes his entire
opinion. It's
going to
happen.
It might.
No.
But I feel like
it's going to happen.
The majority of the work has been done. Like, the hay is in the barn as far as the scouting and the interviewing and the draft board ranking and all of that stuff.
Yes.
So when media folks spend the next 2 days down talking a guy, don't listen to it.
Don't believe them.
Because that's where it is now in terms of the content cycle.
Because they ain't been there yet.
Now, exactly.
They ain't been
now
there
you got
yet.
To, you said all the nice stuff. Now you got to unload the clip on the negative stuff and get all the extra clicks you can get before the draft starts on Thursday night. So don't do it.
Because
don't
the latest one was, okay, remember we were talking about all the Washington took all the quarterbacks and everything at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
So they went to Topgolf. And Drake May was kicking ass.
Oh, he's a good golfer,
And and Jaden Daniels was irritated with the fact that he was at Topgolf with all those
Are you
guys.
Serious?
Yes.
Are you making
That's
that
That's a
new
up? One. No.
You serious?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That is.
That's a new one.
So his agent was mad that they were all there, and Jaden was mad that he was losing at golf.
Yeah.
Can't draft him.
Yep, can't draft him.
Soft
this,
mentally.
This is the crap that they try to throw out there.
Soft mentally.
This is the crap they try to throw out
can't
there.
Can't draft him. All right. We got you covered. We'll, you know. I'm sure we'll have fresh new thoughts tomorrow and all kinds of new groundbreaking takes
analysis.
What the draft is going to look like. Last night in the NBA was nuts, though. I know that the Magic and the Cavs series has been relegated to NBA TV. No one's paying a ton of attention to it. Cavs won. They're up 2-0. They didn't trail in the game. The Knicks-Sixers game was really good, back and forth. Embiid's doing everything he possibly can. Tyrese Maxey looks like the star he is,
slow down!
And like the star he was just about, like, take that next step. And then the final minute of the game, and it's clear that he hadn't been there before.
Slow down!
And they make some mistakes. They're up 5 with like 45 seconds left, maybe less than that. And Brunson clangs in a 3, and then they absolutely blow the inbounds process. They turn it over. DiVincenzo misses the shot. Hartenstein, nobody boxes out. They've been killing him on the offensive glass for 2 games now. Get the rebound, back out to DiVincenzo. The double bang from Mike Breen, by the way.
Bang!
Only the 6th double bang in Mike Breen history. Like, the single bang happens, but the double bang for Dante DiVincenzo, and the Knicks are up 2-0.
Yeah. I
mean, and Knicks fans are as insufferable as they've ever been.
If you look at it, I mean, all the home teams have won so far. The rest of them are today. So when we talk about, KD versus Ant-Man, could he go berserk again?
I hope so.
Then you have
– I think so.
You think so? Bucks and Pacers tonight. I mean, I think that Ant-Man is going to take them as far as
– They go as far as Ant-Man?
As far as they go.
Yeah, like if he does all that
– Because he's that great of a prospect, mm-hmm. that great of a young man. And we know what he's all about when, going against KD, who is his favorite player and everything
His playoff numbers, I know it's only been so many games, it's not a huge sample size, but Anthony Edwards' playoff numbers are stupid.
Yes.
Like, he's averaging more than 30 points a game in his career in the playoffs. Like, he's a superstar. He's a superstar. Like, don't let anybody tell you he's not yet. He is. He's there. And what he did the other night was nuts.
And then Dallas and the Clippers. And, I mean – Clippers had a nice run. I mean, because of the fact that the Mavs.
Kawhi playing tonight?
I don't know. They have not said anything whether he's playing tonight. I'm pretty sure that Giannis is not playing tonight. Uh-huh. But if you look at that part, I mean, the Clippers got out so fast. But I mean, Kyrie went bonkers in the third quarter. But they just were so far behind, they couldn't get enough offense to. And then Clippers made shots. The biggest thing we talked about on Monday was. When we look at the Bucks and we look at the Clippers, their number 3 guy played like number 2 guy when it had to be the number 2 guy. Middleton was great. James Harden was great. And so if they're in that position again, and we know how James is in the playoffs, can he show up?
Well, and that situation for them is so vital because their number 1 guy is not there.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. Last night, the Lakers saw their number 3 guy play the best game that he could play.
The best, Andy.
D'Angelo Russell played the best. Like, he was incredible last night. He made 6 threes in the first half. He was 7 of 11 from downtown in the game. He had 23 points. Like, when and LeBron and AD both played too, by the way. It wasn't that they needed him to step into that role because their number 1 guy wasn't there. He stepped into that role, and they still lost. They were up by 20 in the second half, and they still lost. AD played incredible in the first half, kind of was a no-show in the second half, which is not new. LeBron was fantastic, especially down the stretch, and they still lost.
Still lost.
If they can't – and Denver didn't play great. Like, they played okay. And obviously they did what they had to do in the second half, but Jamal Murray didn't have his best shooting night. Jokic, I know his numbers were crazy, but, like, he went 2 quarters without scoring, like, or making a field goal. Like, Jokic wasn't at his best last night either. And they still beat him. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't – Mm-hmm. It's got to be very frustrating for LeBron and the Lakers for that to be the reality of just how much better that team is there.
And that's where you can they find a way? Can they? Because the biggest thing, like, they got to be able to close, and they can't go. They can't close because they keep putting themselves in a predicament, shooting up these ragged. And like you said, me and you sat up, and me and you look. I was thinking the same thing. What the hell? You're up. Give the ball to damn Anthony Davis and let him do work.
Yeah,
because Joker cannot stop him. And then, like you said, another disappearing act. That's why I said, was he hurt? I don't know what was going on. They were guarding Joker one-on-one. Fine. The thing when you guard a great post player one-on-one, you got to let him have all them twos. What your ass can't be doing, especially when Anthony Davis is the primary defender, is lead them damn shooters. Because eventually what the shooter's going to do is they're going to make. Mm-hmm. And then once that other dude, the dude that went to Kentucky, once he hits 2 shots in a row, you do everything you can to deny him the basketball.
I thought Jamal Crawford made a great point last night in the fourth quarter because Reggie Miller had mentioned, he's not having a great game. Jamal Crawford's like, he doesn't know that. Jamal Murray has no idea that he's not having a good game. All he thinks is the next one's going in, and then the one after that's going in, and then you know what? He was right.
Yep.
He got one to go in, and then it was smooth sailing.
But we've seen this before from him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
In the playoffs.
That's the thing. Like, he's a different guy.
Yes.
When the playoffs, like, playoff Jamal Murray is one of the 10 best players in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't, there's no, him and Jokic, they get going on that handoff pick and roll, and there's nothing you can do. And he gets, like, AD played good defense on that final shot. He just hit him with enough of a step back, and it was going in. Like, when it came out of his hand, everybody knew what was going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, that was bottoms. Like, the game was over. Yeah, as soon as they missed that shot, when it was tied at 99, game was over.
But you saw they went the double screen for him. Because LeBron was on double screen. But then you get double screen onto Anthony Davis.
Who's probably the best defender on the team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Jamal just leaned back for another. Now, Anthony Davis, I know he didn't want to be celebrated on the way he was.
No. Yeah, he ended up at the bottom of the pile.
Yeah, at the bottom of the pile.
That probably didn't
feel good. KCP grabbed him out of there.
Yeah. You know, he sure didn't want to. And I don't blame him, but. He didn't want to be asked about it after the game either.
He made the shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
Good thing. Is that why you got those dark glasses on?
Yeah, he did.
Because it was right in that eye?
Yeah.
Is that why?
Yeah, he did. Very upset.
Not as upset as LeBron.
Oh, no, LeBron bad.
Cussing about the replay and stuff.
I don't know. No, the replay didn't lose that game. Now, no. NBA 20-point leads in the NBA they can be erased in 5 minutes. We've seen it.
You know what? Like, and people probably talk about it. We haven't talked much about it. The Lakers bench is
awful.
Like, just putrid.
Mm-hmm.
They got 6 points,
mm-hmm.
all from one guy,
mm-hmm.
and it was Taurean Prince.
Mm-hmm.
Taurean Prince made one step back three, and he was like, ooh, I'm going to try that again, and then he airballed it.
Yeah. Did he do
I don't know if he did all that.
The gang sign?
He made one three, and it was like, oh, it's Taurean time now.
Yeah. Oh, it's Taurean time.
It's Taurean time now.
Hey, ball. Ball.
Run.
Ball.
You better get out there and play some perimeter defense, Taurean. You better rebound ball. And run, my friend. Yeah, but that's more than anybody else did. The rest of those guys, I forgot Spencer Dinwiddie was even on their team.
He didn't do nothing.
He has 0 points in 2 games.
Ball.
At least he took a shot this game. Yeah, no, their bench is terrible, man. That series is over.
Run.
That series is over. And they might get swept 2 years in a row by the same team. That's crazy. We'll come back. We'll get to an AMA. Any question, any topic, 404-726-0929. Load up the phone lines on a Tuesday afternoon. We'll answer your questions after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day. One phone line available if you want to jump on, 404-726-0929. We'll start with Otto the Pool Guy. Hey, Otto.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
So one of my favorite players is becoming Jesse Chavez because, you know, Braves get rid of him, and in some way, somehow, he makes it back onto the team. Well, I think it was Friday or Saturday night. I'm watching the game. And I thought that the announcer had moved on. He should not be named, but makes Andy's wife gasp.
Sure, sure.
Well, I happened to hear him on the broadcast. And I'm like, man, I hope Andy's on the road, not watching the game, having to put up with this guy anymore. Who was the one person who you thought you would never have to deal with again, and they keep popping back up in your life?
Oh, my God.
That's funny. That's funny, Otto. That's a great question.
Mm.
Frank Gore. Somebody who you're like, oh, God, thanks, finally done with that guy. But then he just keeps coming back over and over in your life. Is there anyone like that?
I'm trying to think. Like, I'm pretty good at, like,
cutting them out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You?
Yeah, I think I probably won't see him again. Maybe I will. I don't know. It's possible.
Okay.
But my brother's dad,
mm-hmm.
not my dad.
Mm-hmm.
I like my dad. Love mm-hmm. him. We're going mm-hmm. camping this weekend.
Right.
But my younger brothers, Ryan and Cole, their dad, I thought, well, I'll probably never have to see that guy again.
Right.
That's great. That'd be perfect. But then, you know, like family members that I love that are kind of on that. It's like, oh,
right.
Well, there he is. Then Ryan got married and was there.
Right.
Like, there he is.
Right.
Maybe not. Maybe. Who knows? It's just like it's going to happen again at some point.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a time when I thought maybe that would. I wouldn't have to see him.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, he keeps popping back up every once in a while.
Yeah, no. That's,
He hasn't showed up here in Atlanta yet.
That's the most important thing.
That would be bad.
That would be bad. Yeah, we don't even hear.
We're good.
No, that I could think of now.
Good. Rock the Laundry Man. Hey, Rock.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, Rock.
Pretty good.
Good, good. Hey, listen, Andre 3000, that new Blue Sun album is phenomenal. He has a track that's called The slang word that starts with P
mm-hmm.
rolls off the tongue way easier than the actual word that starts with B.
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking, what word rolls off your tongue way easier than the actual word? I think the Washington Redskins rolls off your tongue way easier than the Washington Commanders.
That it does.
And yeah. P does roll off the tongue better than B.
It does. It does. Honestly, most slang terms for genitalia rolls off the tongue better than the actual like medical term.
It seems like it's weirder when you say the medical term.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
especially like if you're talking about your own and you say something like that.
Yeah,
that's
very
weird.
It's
Why'd you call it that?
Yeah, it's a very, very weird thing.
Yeah, so like that's kind of a universal truth. And I like that he named a song that because he's right. Yeah, I mean, it's hard to not call them the Washington Redskins.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to not call them the Cleveland Indians.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like, Ron Artest, always call him that.
I still call him that.
Meta World Peace is
too many
words.
I forget his name is Meta.
Yeah, I call him Ron Artest.
Yeah, I say Tyler Heineke.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah,
mispronouncing his name is easier than saying
because
it,
because
right?
I want to.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of them. I mean, in sports, there's definitely a lot of them. But that was a good example for sure. Mason is in Barnesville. Hey, Mason.
What's up, guys?
Hi.
To answer the last guy's question, the easiest word that rolls off my tongue starts with an F and ends with a K.
Yeah.
I'll let y'all figure out what that is. Yeah. But, all right, so my question is, I'm a young jit, as Randy would say. I'm 26. I've been to the joint one time, the damn joint. And what's the final tale? You know, seen a bunch of college girls playing for college. You know, beautiful young ladies, blonde, you know, very petite. Anyway, my question for y'all is, what's the oldest lady dancer you think you've seen? Just, you know, just walk on what her age might have been.
Okay.
I didn't hear
anything. So first, I thought he said he'd been to jail.
I thought he said he'd been to the joint. I thought he was like, the joint. Okay.
We're all comers. I mean, we had one guy call say he just got out yesterday one time. We're like, we're glad that you're out.
Right.
He was talking about the strip club, the Shake.
Okay.
And then he said, what's the oldest stripper you've ever seen?
Oh, man.
Have you ever been to the Claremont Lounge? Have you been there? I haven't been there.
I've never been.
I've met Blondie before.
You have? How old is she?
I don't know. I mean, I was probably there like 15 years ago, and I'm not even sure. She may have retired, I think.
I ain't never been there. I'm just talking. My experience is here in Atlanta. Day shift at Onyx. It was this season one. There was a couple season ones over at Pinup Day Shift. When we just go have lunch. But there was some season ones over there. And, man. In Miami, I met a grandmama. Daughter, granddaughter trio.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's got to be the answer.
Then. Yeah.
I mean, grandma, even like.
Yeah.
Even the best case scenario is like.
Yeah.
Mid 50s, right? Like, that's even if you're getting to work early.
Yeah.
Right, mid 50s, got to be.
This how big, because baby girl was like 22.
Okay.
Mama was in her 40s.
Yeah, so grandma's got to be 60s.
Grandma was like 50, I think she said like 58.
Okay. Sure.
Yeah, so she was elegant. You know, she didn't have no. She had like the little sheer gown and everything.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, and then you know she was up.
She was like the elder statesman.
Yeah, dog. Like she was
stateswoman.
She was dancing to Sam Cooke. You know,
The Temptations. when do you think in the career of a dancer, like when do you know it's time to hang them up?
I do not know. I don't.
Is it like sports? Does like the game decide, or do you decide?
I don't know because like I said, I mean, why?
I think the game decides sometimes.
The game has to like gravity defines.
Gravity
sometimes.
Decides,
but like
you know what I mean.
Wagon gravity takes a little bit longer,
depending on the leg.
Yeah. You know, depending on how them hamstrings hold up.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, the wagon.
Squats.
As long as the wagon can wagon.
Glutes.
Yeah, no, hey, you don't need to hold the wagon.
But then now they got you got wagon doctors.
Yeah, you got wagon doctors, but I mean. Eventually, you don't want to go down there and get that done.
Right. At a certain point, you know what? That's it.
Yeah.
That's
all I can think.
Last ride.
Yeah. But as long as they're wagoning, I don't see why you can't. Don't see why.
Yeah. No, yeah, I mean, there's no age on it.
Yeah.
Like we've said, age is just a mentality.
It is.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
You keep wagoning.
wagon till the wagon stops wagoning. But honestly, I don't know.
No, I don't either. But I'm sure, like, it's probably different for everyone.
Yeah,
like take a tough fall or something.
I think
money starts falling off. You're not doing as well.
Elegance, when you got coming out with that,
maybe like there's a certain amount of money you're trying to save up.
Yeah, that could be.
You know
you're trying to get you're trying to get the all of retirement.
Is there a 401k?
I'm sure there's somewhere where you can do that.
I would think so.
I'm sure.
Yeah, I hope so. Mo is in Columbus. Yeah. Hey, Mo.
Damn, Randy, you just made me relive college, man. I remember it was a young lady. She was going to the amateur night at Pinups.
Yep.
and we went to support, quote unquote support, and her mama was the judge.
Yep.
And also a dancer.
Yep.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yep, definitely pin up.
Beautiful.
Hey, question for y'all. So I always say something about my lady, man. My lady has a favorite show, and it is The Big Bang Theory. And I really thought it was the wackest show on the face of the planet, just sideline watching, trying not to pay attention to it. And I have found myself laughing at this show in the last 48 hours. So what show is it that your lady watches or has watched, tried to get you to watch, and you were like, no, 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 no. And then you end up watching it, and you like it.
I don't have a no, no, no. It's like, because majority of the time, my wife, if she's not in bed watching TV, she only watches TV usually on her iPad or her phone if it's her show. Uh-huh. And so whenever, like, when I, like, she's off the day, so when I get home, she'll be watching something, and she'll probably be watching, like, my 600-pound something. And I'll, like, glance at her, but I won't sit there and be immersed in it. Only time she ever got me with that one was Love After Lockdown, which is just the funniest thing in the world. Like, this cat been in prison all these years, and you can go, wait, all right.
So that's the one.
Yeah.
That's the one.
Yeah.
You were like, all right, I like this one now.
I don't say I like it. I just feel like, oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mine was the HGTV show called Hometown. I was like, why would I want to watch people do construction? Like,
right.
We just do this ourselves. Like, but then I watch it. It's like, oh, no, that show's actually pretty good. Like, they're pretty funny. They do really good work in their town. I enjoy that one. So, yeah, that's the one for us. Big Bang Theory is whack, though. You were right about
that
the first time.
The show where they make cakes into, like, really
oh, yeah, my
stuff.
Wife watches that.
Well, I mean, that's what your wife,
the
that's
cake
what
boss
that's what
or something
does.
Like that.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, no, that's Tara exactly does. What she does. And Olivia is the one that actually started watching the show and loves it, and I got into it. Okay. Now we just watch the whole, all the seasons.
I will say my daughter has, like, I love Bluey. Bluey's a great show. Like, a lot of the other kids' shows, I'm like, oh, God, we have to watch that again. Another episode of Super Kitties. God, okay. But Bluey's great. I love Bluey. Let's get the takeaways of the day. Takeaways of the day every day to wrap up the show.
Good Lord have mercy. The sensitivity of a camera when leaves blow about to drive me freaking crazy, Andy. That's my damn takeaway.
Oh, yeah.
God.
They think somebody's breaking in?
Yeah. This is damn wind.
I just turned my, notifications
turned
off.
It's just like,
you know
nerves.
What? If they want to break in, they can break
yeah,
in.
Yeah, boom still reaches for them.
Yeah. We're all about reproduction over here. Yeah. That's all you need to know about this show. It's true.
Even had Lakers Nuggets been played in an underwater submarine arena, the Nuggets still would have won.
Yeah.
Randy's too old to be doing something called Thirsty Thursday.
Sorry.
And be no shaking. And ain't nothing like getting mo lot of money.
It's true. It's very true. All right, we'll come back. We'll see what Dukes and Bell have for you next.